She wore a loser's slumped shoulders and hid her face with her hair, but the girl had gunfighter eyes. Gunfighter eyes just like her dad, her mom would tell her, usually after a few whiskey pops when mom could talk about her ex-husband without the anger she carried for him poisoning her. She'd crunch ice and tell Polly about that special type of pale blue eyes. How Wild Bill Hickok and Jesse James and fighter pilots all had them. How sniper schools hunted for recruits with those washed-out blues. Polly didn't tell her mother what she really thought, but if she had, she would have said all that stuff about gunfighter eyes sounded like bullcrap. Polly couldn't have gunfighter eyes because she wasn't a gunfighter. Polly did no violence, not to anything but the skin around her fingernails and the flesh of her lips, both of which she chewed raw. So Polly didn't think much about gunfighter eyes. At least she didn't until the day she walked out the front door of Fontana Middle School and stood there staring into her father's eyes. Gunfighter eyes, no lie. They were faded blue just like her own, but with something under the surface of them that made Polly's heart beat in her neck. Later on, she learned that eyes don't only reflect what they're seeing. They also reflect what they've already seen. Polly had not seen her dad in nearly half her 11 years, but she knew him without doubt. And seeing him standing there, she knew something else, too. He must have broke out. Her dad was a bad guy and a robber, and he was supposed to be in jail. He liked being a bad guy more than he liked being a husband or a father, that's what her mom said. Polly knew sometimes he'd sent letters, but her mom never let her read them, and he'd quit a few years ago anyway. She knew that to have a bad guy for a father was pretty much the same thing as not having one at all, especially when they're in jail. She'd heard Mom say that he still had at least 4 more years left before they'd even think of letting him go, and that was if he had good behavior, a thing her mom doubted very much that Nate McCluskey could ever have. So if he was standing here and not in Susanville, he must have broke out. Polly wondered if she should run, or maybe if she ought to yell for an adult, one of the other parents or a teacher. But she didn't do any of those things. She just stood there, letting the fear freeze her. Maybe she wouldn't have to scream and yell for help. Any grown-up who looked had to see there was something wrong going on. Her dad didn't look like he belonged there with the other parents, who all had soft parent bodies and soft parent eyes. He had a face carved out of pebbled rock and tattoos all over, the kind of stuff the boys in her class drew on the backs of their notebooks, dragons and eagles and men with axes. His muscles seemed so big and sharply drawn, it was like he was missing his skin, like the tattoos were inked right into the muscle. His hair, which in pictures was the same dirty blonde as her own, had been shaved clean away. There was a look on his face, one Polly had never seen on it before in the couple of pictures of him she'd found over the years or her own blurred memories. She couldn't quite figure out what that look meant, but whatever it was, it made her feel even worse. It was a hot day with a dirty sky, and the kids moved quickly to their parents' air-conditioned cars. They ignored her the way lions ignore gazelles when they already have blood on their chops. Even in this crazy second, with her escaped convict dad standing over her like something from a Hide Your Eyes movie, Polly felt a loser's blessed relief at being passed by. Madison Cartwright, who'd been the first to call her Polly Pudding Ass back in the 4th grade, bumped into her, too busy on her phone to see where she was going. Madison always had new clothes, and she already had boobs, and she moved through life easy, as if she was on the moon. Her glare made Polly feel hot, like her eyes shot Superman beams. Madison opened her mouth to say something knife-like. Then she saw Polly's dad standing there, all muscles and dragons and gunfighter eyes. She turned and walked away fast with her mouth hanging open, so ridiculous that Polly would have laughed if she wasn't so close to tears.